I can see it. It's breathing, becoming a little easier. Air quality at a 3 right now, low risk. And getting a little less smoky by the afternoon as the wind will be favorable to scooch it all out of here for us by the looks of things. Wildfire smoke has been an issue for anyone with chronic health problems these last few days, even irritating those who don't have any chronic problems. Earlier this week, a lot of kids' day camps for the summer, having to find ways to adapt, move inside rather than out. Riders, remember, they moved in on Tuesday because of the smoke, but starting to look as if we might be through the worst, at least for this week anyhow. Regina apparently logging 168 hours of wildfire smoke now, tying our worst July on record from 1995. We still got a week to go, though. But as I mentioned, it is clearing. But you think how irritating it has been here. But I don't think we have as much to complain about. I can't even imagine. The closer you get to those fires in the north, how bad the smoke has been. It's irritating here. It's got to be even more of a health burden the further north you go. So nice to see the wind changing directions later by noon and helping clear the air here. And speaking of wildfires, it was a year ago today, the town of Jasper, Alberta, was hit by a massive blaze. You may recall that fire. It forced like 25,000 visitors and residents to leave by way of one smoke-choked highway at the time, too. And the damage, an estimated $1.2 billion. And they are marking it with ceremonies this week. A lot of people, though, choosing to make the best of it, residents and visitors, by planning some fun in the Jasper area. It's been a few years since I've been in Jasper, but when I was in the mountains last week, there was no smoke whatsoever through BC where we traveled. Knock on wood, but it was a nice trip. Hey, more lottery winnings coming to the province here. Check that Lotto 649 ticket from last night's draw. There's a $100,000 winner in our province. Courtesy of the Extra. Remember, just the other night, Tuesday's Lotto Max draw, someone here in our province won $100,000 from the Extra on the Lotto Max, too. So we're on a winning roll here. Hey, grab the salt and lime. You know. Tequila. National Tequila Day. I was thinking, just for fun, how many celebrities can you name that have their own tequila brand? When you go into a liquor store now, there's The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he has one, Sammy Hagar, Guy Fieri, the restaurant owner and chef. They're in it together. That's a good one, too. AC/DC, they've got Thunderstruck Tequila. George Clooney, Casamigos. George and Cindy Crawford's husband, Randy Gerber, sold that company actually a few years back for like $1 billion. There are others, too. I think I bought one once from Toby Keith. He had one. Justin Timberlake has one. Carlos Santana. Oh, there's probably plenty others have their own tequila. It's the thing to do, right, when you become famous. Get your own tequila brand. In order for the spirit to be called tequila, it's got to be made in certain regions of Mexico, by the way. And a lot of studies have shown that tequila actually has heart-healthy benefits. In moderation.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
Yeah, four. I remember in my early drinking days, going to the bar with my buddies and, you know, asking for shots at tequila. And, wait, first lick your hand. Now put salt on it. I'd be like, ick. Now I know what a saltier version of my wet hand tastes like. It added nothing to the taste of tequila for me. But the tequila has been refined so much over the last few years. I love it. Pour me a margarita. Add the tequila. It's going to get hot by tomorrow, 31 degrees, and a little hazy still this morning, but a lot less smoke in our forecast. By the afternoon, the wind is really going to come a little brisker out of the south and help our air quality. Right now, the air quality at a 3, pretty low risk, but it is going to improve here in the next few days. Just played a little Rod Stewart. He was in Toronto last night. 80-year-old Rod Stewart out on one last hurrah. He said he's not entirely retiring, but he's out on one major world tour to get to as many spots before he kind of just settles in, maybe does a few club dates, a little more intimate settings here and there. But last night he was in Toronto, and he got the crowd revved up with a bit of a poke at Trump.
51st state, my f***ing ass. Go on, Canada.
Cheering Canada on. That's the proper thing to say when you're in concert in Canada, for sure, to get the crowd on your side. But Rod feels it too, I think, as well. But yeah, 80 years old. I'd love to see Rod Stewart one last time again. But he stood me up. Was that last summer? A couple summers ago in Saskatoon, right? We're all there. Cheap Trick's on the stage. They're done. Oh, Rod's not coming out. He lost his voice. Anyhow. Hey, city administration meetings. You know what these are? They have one yesterday. This is where they discuss what to move forward to the next council meeting for approval. Well, yesterday, such a meeting took place, and turned out to be quite a debate, too, as councillors were looking for ways to cut back on the asking price of the new aquatic center here. It's going into that meeting, scaling back the center, they thought maybe was an option. I didn't really see that becoming one personally because I thought this it's already been approved. But anyhow, they quickly ditched that idea since the vision of the center has already been set. And going up in about $40 million because of economics. So, yeah, councillors were doing their best to find a way to trim. But in the end, they said, hey, it is what it is. Councillors like Sarah Turnbull said, it's not ideal that it's gone up, but the center is an asset that Regina wants for years to come.
At the end of the day, things cost more, and we're kind of stuck with the bill.
But they're going to try to, find the extra money by reprioritizing some parks and rec projects in the future and maybe lobby the province to drop the PST for the center. But I think the city's already spent enough time debating this thing after all. And the project, if you recall, singled up by a lot of voters, Regina citizens, as a number one priority on numerous other occasions and past discussions and meetings. So don't wait any longer for it to balloon anymore. Just get going. And really, this latest increase, they suggest, means about an extra 57 cents a month for taxpayers over 30 years. But certainly as a parent with kids, I can relate to the pain of trying to get swimming lessons in this city over the years, and it's a big problem. This is going to help that, alleviate that, and you have no idea. If you don't have kids or kids that swim, you have no idea, and I don't mean this as, let me tell you, but I've been enlightened over the last few years. The amount of swim meets and competitions on a national, even international level that happen every year go everywhere but Regina most of the time. You get those coming to our city. Well, then the spinoff economically from all the parents and kids coming for competitions to win over a hotel and restaurant at the same time is huge. So aquatic center moving forward at an extra cost. Yes, that's her. That's rising superstar Chapel Roan. And you got to hear this. Sound the prairie alarm bell. We might be getting Chapel Roan in Saskatchewan. Listen to the preview she just dropped of a new song.
I made a promise if 4 months is feeling ain't gone up city. I'm moving to Saskatchewan.
Yeah, the Chapel Roan, the best new artist, Grammy-winning neon pop queen, red wine supernova herself, just name-dropped our humble little province in a music teaser that I just played for you there. The new song is called The Subway.
The next stop is...
Maybe it's in Regina, the next stop. Only a few months ago in an interview, she said it herself.
Saskatchewan. I was like, it's in one of my new songs that hasn't come out yet. It's called The Subway. I was looking up at venues there to try to play a show there. I owe it to them. I can't sing a song about Saskatchewan and not go there and play a show.
Chapel, we heard that. So come on! Get the rink ready! And I hope it's the Brand Center, not Sastel Center. Her teaser video even shows her in a Saskatchewan-plated moving truck that's crossing into the province. Now, that's commitment. That's art. In fact, that's Probably a rental from U-Haul and Moose Jaw. But hey, if and when Chapel Roan rolls into town, let's show her a proper Saskatchewan welcome with a Saskatchewan housewarming gift, if you will. If she's moving in here with her moving truck, I thought maybe drop by a case of Pilsner, still cold from the co-op. What else is a Saskatchewan housewarming gift? Regina-style pizza and square it. You got to square cut it, right? Obviously. Maybe a bunny hog. That's a hoodie chapel. Welcome to the dialect here. Maybe a wheat sheaf for aesthetics or possibly a centerpiece. And then I throw in a VHS copy of Corner Guys with a sticky note that says, start here.
Nothing exciting ever happens around here.
Hey, you kids! Get the F off my lawn!
Honestly, if she moves here, we'd name a service road after her, no problem, wouldn't we? Chapel Road, Crescent or something, that has a nice ring to it. So, Chapel, if you're listening, we're ready for you. The skies are living, the hearts are warm, the pierogies are plentiful. Hurry up. Release that new song, Subway, because this province is officially on board.
I need a province different. 4 months is feeling and gone up today. I'm moving to Saskatchewan.
Has a nice ring to it. I hope it's a big hit. What is a Saskatchewan housewarming gift you would offer? Chapel or anyone? Text me, 1-877-300-7275. I just thought of another. Maybe I take that case of Pilsner. And for bonus points, if you could drop it into a Styrofoam PV Mart cooler, just for old time's sake, that would be a nice housewarming gift. 1-877-300-7275. Give me a text what you think would be a good gift. Okay, game day just around the corner, and the smoke is starting to lift. The air quality a lot better this morning. If you look out your window, if you haven't been outside, it looks a little hazy, but there's some sunshine coming, too. And the Riders, of course, playing tomorrow night, the 25th, 5 months till Christmas. Yes, the countdown is on. The Riders intend to have some fun with that theme of the game tomorrow night. So wearing that Rider Green Santa hat you might have got for Christmas over the years, totally acceptable if you're going to the game tomorrow night. Unfortunately, not even Santa, though, can bring us what we really want for the Riders, and that is a healthy club. Man, I was talking to CJMB Rider reporter Britton Gray earlier. He said Sean Bain Jr. logged full practices, but he's out. Zach Fry is out now, too, because of a head injury. At least Jameer Thurman is available. And earlier in the week, the coach confirmed that Kadeem Carey's injury is going to keep him out long-term. So they've hauled back running back Mario Anderson, who actually impressed them at training camp, too, Coach said.
It's just how it goes sometimes, but happy as ever to have him back. Excellent kid, knows the game, was an outstanding college player, and just needed an opportunity, and, you know, this is one for him. So looking forward to seeing what he does with that.
Coming up with Kevin Martell, more on how the city gathered yesterday in an administrative meeting to discuss how the new aquatic center has gone up in price by about $40 million since the last approval on it. And really what it came down to, a lot of people spoke in favor of just build it. So a lot of swim clubs, a lot of people who want more swimming opportunities and swimming lesson opportunities spoke up to, and really what it comes down to, they say, hey, it is what it is. We're going to have to find a way to deal with this. So they're going to shift some priorities around in their parks, some rec projects, and hoping to lobby the province to drop the PST for the center as well, too. And when it comes down to it, they made a point of saying, hey, this is an extra 57 cents a month for taxpayers over 30 years. The aquatic center will go forward. Just don't take much longer. Start building. Well, it's not even August yet. We're almost there. July is flying by, it seems to me. We still got a week or so to go here. But hey, if you do have kids who play hockey, very important reminder now from Hockey Regina. Registration is open right now. And while many may have been aware already and registered, some of you that have not, perhaps you lost the reminder in your junk email. Well, good news. Amanda Hungle is Executive Director of Hockey Regina and joins me now. Amanda, you've been in that chair for a whole year now. So happy anniversary. You got through your first year, and by all accounts, a success. How do you think you did?
I think transparency, communication, member support, frontline support, and then, of course, all the things that are, hockey and sport related, development, competition, player experience. We want those to be top-notch and as good as we can get them.
Well, I have personally talked to some parents who are very happy when they receive your emails. They do feel there's some transparency and like the way you're handling that. Have you had some good feedback from parents?
We have had some positive feedback. And, I think communication is key. And I want to relay those messages of what those objectives are we're trying to reach, the member input that is striving to meet the needs of, and how we're striving to get there.
How many kids are we talking about under the umbrella of Hockey Regina now?
Last season, we were around 2,350, and hopefully we're a little bit more this year. And so far through registration, we're about 75% of the way there.
And registration is still underway now?
It is. It opened on June 2nd, and it'll be open until August 27th.
How will this new season be different?
It's going to look and feel different sort of right from the get-go. We've switched technology providers. We're utilizing a local company, Team Linked. Lots of families will be familiar with them. Our first big process with them was registration, and we think it's going pretty great. We're really enjoying that partnership. And then right from evaluation, that's going to be a different look and feel this year, just in terms of different vendors and utilizing technology for better reporting, calculations, member feedback, those sorts of things.
What does evaluation look like? Some kids might be a little nervous to hear, okay, you're going to go be evaluated now. How do you make that comfortable?
Yeah, so just the look and feel, and that is trying to remove some of that intimidation, provide those drills up front, provide pre-skates at U9 and U11 that walk through what those drills will be. Just trying to make kids comfortable and understand that it's necessary part of the season, but it doesn't need to be an intimidating part of the season. We've got new tiering at our U9, U11, and U15 divisions. The intent there, just providing older access points to hockey. We want to get more youth into the game. And it shouldn't be that you have to start that at U7. So we're excited to roll that out this year and partnering with, Bauer First Shift. So folks that are first time to the game, youth, I think ages 6 to 11, that's really great programming. They'll get all the gear from Bauer and 6 weeks of an introduction to hockey.
So what you're trying to tell me here, Amanda, is that there are those who are economically challenged and there are options.
Yeah, affordability is certainly on our mind. We want to strive to remove barriers to access hockey, and that's one of those points, and we think the Bauer First Shift program can help do that.
Amanda Hungel, Executive Director, Hockey Regina. Registration rolls on. Where do you find registration? And someone who is just entering the realm of Hockey Regina, what do they want to know and where to go?
Very straightforward, hockeyregina.ca. You'll see a great big registration button there, and then all the information is there. For in terms of evaluations, we'll have all that information flowing through our Team Linked apps in mid, late August, early September, depending when your age division starts.
Amanda, I appreciate your time, and good luck year two as executive director. Keep it rolling.
Thanks, I really appreciate the time. Exciting things to come.